Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you.
Happy Valentine's Day. 祝大家情人节快乐。我是 Jenny.
Hello lovers, this is Adam.
哎呦，大家把这个一收藏起来，可以做铃声啊。那现在很开心，今天过情人节，明天又要过年，咱们开言英语就持续的不断的陪伴大家过各种各样的节。那今天呢，咱们就先来 lovey dovey 一下，卿卿我我跟大家过浪漫的情人节啊。最主要的呢，除了 love, so besides the word love,How can you express this feeling?
This feeling inside.
Yeah, in other ways,、mm. 对不对？我们今天就跟大家说说除了 love, 英语还能怎么表达爱。然后呢，今天我们选的都是我觉得 very, very colloquial, 特别口语，然后特别自然的一些说法啊。你在书本里面绝对是学不到的。所以呢，希望大家到我们的微信公众号好好的收藏我们今天的推送。我们的公众号呢，就叫做开言英语。好，那先来说一下这个情人节，大家都知道叫 Valentine's Day,
right? Right?
但是诶，我发现好像你也可以直接说 well, instead of saying Happy Valentine's Day, 可以说 Happy Valentine's.
That's right, because we're lazy and we're also in love. We don't want to waste time saying all these words. Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's. 在国外我发现就比如我早上去买咖啡啊什么那个星巴克的这个收银员也会跟我说、啊、Happy Valentine's、
Yo.
就不一定是一定要跟你的这个情人之间朋友之间同事之间也会讲的啊。
Mm. We always did it in school, like with our classmates. We have to...
哦，这也是我妈妈特别大的一个 shock, 因为我刚到新加坡上那时候才初中，然后呢，我们是一个国际学校，对不对 ？International school、
right.
Valentine's Day 的时候 ，like the student council 学生会会组织你可以送给你暗恋的人一个巧克力和一朵玫瑰花。
Mm.
So I got several on、Ooh. My first like my the first year I went to Singapore, and、
mm.
I think I was 14 or 15.就是男生送的，然后我妈就说你这什么学校encourage 早恋，然后她就非常的 yeah, she totally freaked out, 对 anyways, 最后那些也都是没有结果的，所以、
oh.
好，那既然我们讲到了暗恋啊， let's start with 这个暗恋吧。
Okay, so sounds like in Singapore, lots of your classmates had a crush on you.
Ooh, 所以暗恋一个人就是 to have a crush、
right.
on someone, 是吧，这个是
Well, that's when I was a kid, that's what we said, but it sounds like there's kids today, they're saying all these different ways. I'm crushing on someone.
哦、oh, 就更简化一点了 instead、mm. of saying I have a crush、
right.
on someone, 他现在就直接把 crush 变成动词。
Right,
I'm crushing on Adam, I'm crushing on Spencer,、
mm.
是吧？好，那、crush...也可以加那个形容词吧，一个大 crush, 一个小 crush.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I mean, a huge crush, yeah. We, yeah. I mean, you could say a big crush, but usually we'd say a huge crush.
啊、就是、哦、非常非常暗恋一个人，很喜欢他。
Yeah. Might even be like a famous person or celebrity.
Oh, yeah. 你讲的就追星对吧、mm. 粉丝和自己的 idol 偶像、
right.
I have a huge crush on, who do you have a huge celebrity crush on?
No one now. When I was a kid, obviously lots. No one you'd know.
是吗、
yeah.
我想想 oh, I have a huge crush on 张学友
Yes, I was going to say that as a joke, but
不是 joke, 是真的还有费德勒 Roger Federer、
oh.
对、可以说 I have a small crush on
Yeah, I got a small crush.
就觉得还比较有好感。
That kind of makes more like, makes more sense in high school. Like, oh, I got a small crush on this boy in math class.
你刚刚讲到就是喜欢明星啊什么可以用 crush. 就是说比如一个男的、
mm.
你很喜欢一个男的明星比如你也很喜欢张学友嘛、
mm.
是吧你可以说 I have a man crush.
You have a man crush?
张学友
I guess,
对吧、
yeah.
是。好那总之呢，这个 crush 的阶段就是 you haven't declared your feelings,
right?
还没有表白 you haven't told them,
right?
That you have a crush on them.
You haven't、
okay?
poured your heart out to them.
Poured,
yeah.
Poured, 心没掏出来，没有那个掏心掏肺，是吧？ crush 是不是也可以说这个人是我的 crush?
Yep.
Someone is my crush.
That's my crush.、
Oh,
over there.
张学友 is my crush. 今天
I hope he's listening.
No, stop. 好，那、我们前面一直说这个爱嘛，这种 feeling, 这种感觉，其实你也可以直接这样说来表达你喜欢一个人，对吗？
Well, we do often say you can have feelings for someone.
To have feelings for someone. 这个我觉得和中文也很像啊，就是说我对这个人很有感觉、你不需要说是真的 like, 喜欢的感觉 crush, 暗恋的感觉，反正就是 to have feelings for someone.
Yeah,、do you have feelings for Bethany?
你什么高中有个女同学叫 Bethany?
Bethany.
To have feelings for someone, okay. 那我前面说就是 你喜欢他们啊 to like someone. 那 love, like, 大家 都知道了这些词。但我觉得英语里面还有一个很有意思的就是比如我可以说 I like 张学友、
oh,
又来了。然后你说、you mean you like him or you like him?
You like him.
是吧
Yeah.
我们做过一个会员课程就是讲当你把一个词重复、repeat 词的时候你就在
Well, you're kind of emphasizing, right? Like,
强调
Again, because don't forget Valentine's Day, lovey-dovey stuff it all comes from our playgrounds at school And nobody at school is going to say love、So they're going to say like Like, do you、
yeah.
like Bethany?、I don't know why Bethany again but then of courseanother student could answer like, yeah, I like her. She's my friend. No, I don't mean that. I mean, do you like her?
对，就是你说，我是说那种喜欢，你就强调我说是这个这件事情的本质是这样的，对吧？啊、like someone 啊、好，那接下来要看的这种喜爱呢，这个词我自己是特别喜欢，因为它除了动词以外，它的这个形容词也很好，很可爱。这个词就是 to
adore
someone, A D O R E,
right?
If you adore someone, 就是你很就我觉得是有那种很仰慕很倾慕的感觉、You can look at them adoringly 这个副词是吧 Or they're just very adorable
Yeah
很可爱但 adorable 当然形容孩小朋友
Yeah it's cute, it's
cute 对吧但是就是形容你仰慕倾慕一个人可以 Oh he adores her、而且我觉得 adore 这个词还有一种就是你很宝贝他的感觉
yeah,
right, you cherish them
right
adore someone、OK 接下来我们来看一组、非常就是算是动词短语吧然后都是特别口语的第一个是我刚刚跟 Adam 学的这一个说法叫做
to have it bad for someone
to have it bad for someone
yeah or more like more commonly to I got it bad
to 什么 to, I got it bad
I got like got and have is alwaysinterchangeable, right? Yeah, I got it bad for... There's a really famous song、
Bethany.
called... Oh, Bethany, I'm so over Bethany, God. No, there's a famous song called、Hot for Teacher. Got it bad, got it bad, got it bad. I'm hot for teacher.
这样好吗？暗恋老师。不行不行、So to have it bad for someone,、I got it bad for someone.
Yeah.
听起来好像、这是差吗？这是坏吗？但你想想也能明白它的意思啊、就是 You like them so badly.
Right.
对就特别极度的这个、
right.
You're emphasizing the degree.
Yes, exactly.
这个程度啊 To got it bad, to have it bad for someone.、和下面这个也蛮像的 To be...
Crazy.
Crazy about、
yeah.
someone. Crazy. 就喜欢他就疯狂了、哎呦 can't stop thinking about them、
right.
然后整天像花痴一样的想到他们就笑什么的
Well, this one's in a million songs too, right? Crazy、about this Crazy about Elvis
哎，这里介词很重要啊前面 to have it bad 是
for
someone、
yep. And this one, it's about、
Crazy about someone、好以前我们还跟大家讲过一个叫什么 Head over heels
Right
就神魂颠倒了、是吧 Head over heels
Four
也是 four 啊那 mad 呢 I'm mad about someone
Mad about
是很爱吗还是就是说我很生气
Oh, I'm mad at someone is, I'm like,
生气
Yeah, or I'm mad about is, ooh, she's cute, Bethany
Mad about 也可以、
yeah.
对吧和那个 crazy、
yeah.
About someone 是一样的、啊、
Also a song, also a song
Mad about someone 也是个电影
It's a TV show、
对吧 TV、yeah. show, 对好那、我们最后要看这个动词词组呢这短语呢这个是 to fall for someone、
Okay
Just falling in love.
I can't help falling in love with Bethany.
我特别喜欢猫王 Elvis 这个歌、
yeah.
这个坠入爱河 To fall for someone.
Yeah.、
那当然你可以说 To fall in love with someone 但更口语的就是 To fall、
right.
for someone. 好那虽然我们今天节目的这个主题啊是要教教大家就除了 love 以外还能用哪些其他的词来表达喜爱但最后呢 I want to circle it back to love
Back to love, it always comes back to love
是但是我们 不只讲 love 是要讲和 love 有关的其他两个新词儿一个叫做
Love struck
I'm love struck
Yeah
Struck 就是比如 Struck by lightning、被雷劈了然后你、这个不是被雷劈是被爱劈到了、
yeah.
是吧 Love struck
Yeah
对我特别喜欢 就很形象的一个比喻、Someone's love struck 然后还有一个是
Love sick
就相思病嘛是吧
Yeah The truth is these, both of these words, they kind of mean the same thing.、
Yeah.
It's just that one of them sounds a little more romantic.
对 lovesick 我觉得比较 romantic. Love struck 比较 dramatic.
Dramatic.
比较戏剧化一点、啊、
But I mean, we know these feelings, right? When you're crushing on someone so hard,、you know, you adore them, you have it bad for them, but you can't really, you don't know how to declare your feelings.、You don't know how to pour your heart out to them. And so、it just...It's like you feel sick.
Love sick.
You love sick, yeah.
那你的爱人这个可以称之为你的 lover 吗
Lover, yes.
但我觉得 lover 这个词大家还是要小心谨慎的使用 You do have to be somewhat careful.
I think、
one?
I'm going to recommend that you guys save this one for your pool boys. Ernesto.
什么叫
pool? Marco.
对因为 lover 让人感觉是情人就是、就不是正当的男女关系是吧、就 mistress
mistress yes save it for your mistress
对所以就是 lover 就不要随便用、我觉得是最好就是 yeah the love of my life 对吧一生最爱的人
that's good. Yeah,
that's good 好那我们今天、其实每一年碰到做这种节日类的节目啊，情人节啦春节啦Really just reminds us, 啊，我们又过了一年，我们陪了大家一年，大家也陪伴了我们一年，所以特别谢谢大家在过去一年里面的支持、陪伴，还有你们的爱。
That's right, most importantly.
And I assure you, all of these feelings are mutual. 对，大家很爱我们，然后我们也真的非常非常的爱你们。好，这个情人节你会怎么度过呢？你是不是双节合一啊？情人节、春节的一起来庆祝，然后Who do you have a crush on? 你有没有暗恋的对象？你还没告诉的。
Is there a Bethany in your life? Or a 张学友 in your life?
Be love struck, right? Like have it bad for someone. 留言里面就不是跟我们光跟我们分享了就告诉他们吧、对不对好那谢谢大家的收听祝你们情人节快乐 Happy Valentine's Day
Happy Valentine's Day Bethany, call me
Come away with me on a bus Come away where they can't stand With their lives